Good morning, all you lot in Audio Boomland. This is Kerry Painter, Mrs. F2B on Twitter. And today I'm going to do a quick audio boom for our wedding diary. I haven't done one for a while, partly because not a lot's been happening, but also partly because actually stuff has started to happen and it's just been crazy busy with the wedding planning and everything else. And I was kind of prompted into action, actually, by Martin Roberts, who I haven't spoken to for ages, but I'm presenting, I'm covering for Gavin Griffiths on ultimateradioexperience.com, and he does a rock show, for all you rock fans out there, on a Fridays between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Saturday morning, called The Power Dimension. And if he's not doing it, then I'm kind of second in command. And he's taken a couple of well-earned weeks off, and it's me doing the show. So I did one last week, and if you missed it, tough. It was great, but you missed it. I'm also doing one this Friday with Janet Tuggy, and it's going to be party-themed, because on Saturday it's Mark's stag do. Watch out, Dean's Gate. Here come the boys and all that business. As I say, I haven't done one for a few weeks, my wedding diary, and I was also prompted by Martin Roberts, who I haven't spoken to in ages, as I've already said, but he happened to be listening to The Power Dimension last week. He used to be an avid listener, but he's kind of been busy, I guess. And he has been busy because we found out last week that he also is getting married to his fiancée, Kirsten, on the 4th of August next year. Congratulations, guys. It will fly. It will fly. I can't believe that it's just 37 days till we get married. I don't know where the time has gone. And I'm not stressed. I'm not nervous, really. I kind of have moments where I go, oh. But really, I'm not. But because I haven't done a diary for so long, I kind of have lots to report. For anybody that's kept up with the diaries, all two of them, you will recall that on the last diary, I was having a real dilemma with Mark's daughter, Leah, who is a bit of a tomboy, will not under any circumstances wear a dress or do anything girly whatsoever. So, a couple of people, Siobhan Mead came back to me. She offered some suggestions, all of which I'd thought of. But just hadn't managed to execute or find the right colours, or because that's one of the hardest things about being blind is you can Google stuff, but if it's things like clothes and stuff, you haven't a clue, unless you've got some sight, what they look like. They might say Cadbury purple, and actually they might not be. As proof of when we were looking at ties for Mark and his lot, they said Cadbury purple, but they were actually more like a plum. So, you know, that side of things is really kind of difficult and a bit of a pain in the neck. And I have to recruit those with sight around me to help out, which they have done. My maid of honour, Vicky's been phenomenal. She's found me some good stuff online for gifts and things like that. My mum's been great. She's really helped out with identifying pictures and things like that. So people have been around to do it, but it just means I have to involve other people in the process. But anyway, as I was saying, we've had lots of things happen since my last wedding diary, one of which is that we have got Leah's outfit and her shoes as well. She is kind of in the colours that I wanted her to be in, but not quite Cadbury purple, but you know what? Hey, it's purple. It's not lilac. It's darker than that. And frankly, it will work. So that's okay. She's in trousers and a top like she wanted. And she's got some very nice shoes to go along with it. We've also got our wedding rings. We bought them about... We've had them for a while. We chose them, actually, a long time ago. And the jewellers where we got them from will keep them for up to 12 months. So we thought, well, we'll just keep them in there and let them kind of, you know, just sit in there where they're safe and we can just go and pay them off bit by bit, which we did. And now we have them, and they're kind of snuggled safely in the bottom drawer of my bedside table. I will, suppose, at some point give them to Mark, because Santosh, his best man, has got to have them. What else have we done? Madison's dress is on its way. It's not here yet, because we did buy the dress originally, and it turned out that it was cotton, and she didn't like it. And I kind of understand where she's coming from. It's quite a, it feels quite rough, and it's quite a rough material. And she wanted satin, because the original dress that she chose was satin. But she didn't want that dress in the end, because it was only on hire, and she wanted to be able to keep her dress. So, and actually, it saved me money, and her outfit alone hasn't cost as much as her dress. In fact, the most expensive outfit is Leah. Leah's outfit, shoes, trousers, top, has turned out to be the most expensive. And I actually thought she would be one of the cheapest, because she didn't want a pretty dress. But no. But the dress that Maddie's chosen over the original, like the cotton dress that we have and I've got to return, is polyester, so it's a slightly softer material, and she's chosen it herself, and I'm not going to tell you any more about it than that, because we can put some pictures up maybe on Audio Boom after the wedding, which I hope to do. What else have we done? Mark's got his suits for the himself and his sons, and Santosh has his suit. We've bought the ties that go along with the suits. All they need are shirts and shoes now. I've got my shoes. Madison's got her shoes. I've also got something to go around my shoulders, because my dress is not very winter. My dress is not very wintry. We've picked our readings, one of which is going to be done by Mark's sister Jackie, and the other of which is going to be done by my foster daughter Kaz, who isn't really my foster daughter, but I've kind of been a mother figure to her since she was about 15 or so, and she's now 22, and she's also one of my bridesmaids. We've also chosen our readings. We've also chosen our readings. They're both very modern, because we can't have religious ones because we're having a civil ceremony. So religious readings are not allowed. We've chosen our music, which we kind of had debates about, but we still keep coming back to the Old Faithfuls. And so things are going well in terms of plans. We've also spoken to the registrar, who we're going to go in and see next week and pay for the actual ceremony. 300 quid. Phew. I'll tell you what, it's an expensive do, this getting married business. And our guests have all... Well, the deadline for our RSVPs has been reached. So if you got one, you didn't respond. Very silly. Anyway, I will be back with some more wedding diary news when I have some. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy this.